his cowboy's hat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Text line, you need to be in touch with the show, 251-343-0106. That's the best way to communicate with the program. Still to come about an hour from now, our Friday regular and our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. So please make sure you stay tuned for that. But joining us now on the line, he's our Lieutenant Governor here in Alabama. Always a pleasure. Will Ainsworth is with us. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. Glad session is over. And, you know, I tell you what, it was a good session. Very productive. Got a lot of things done. But I think it was a tiring session for a lot of people. But glad it's over.
There's an intensity level there. And just as someone who covers the State House, I mean, you're sitting on the edge of your seat. You're wondering what's going on behind the scenes, because a lot of it did go, I mean, almost everything, the people probably aren't aware, goes on behind the scenes, but you're chasing down everything. There was a lot of moving parts and pieces this year. Not that there isn't any normal year, but this year particularly.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and we just tried to stay focused on, you know, our agenda from the Lieutenant Governor's office and get that done. And we were successful. I mean, we had a great session. We looked at the workforce bills, the military bills, the cap and property taxes, you know, everything we wanted to get accomplished with our agenda we were able to do. And you had a lot of great partners in the Senate and House to do that. And, you know, exciting. I think it's going to make a difference for Alabama.
Well, it's something to watch. I mean, you had to feel pretty good about halftime, right? The way things were going and some of the bills that had been passed already before. Those kind of look at halftime is like when the softball game took place. You look at all of those bills and you look at the body of work. If you had gaveled out right then at that moment, would have been a very, you know, decent, probably not, you know, obviously the budgets had been done and a lot of things, but just looking at headlines, yeah, you would have had a decent session thus far.
Yeah, no, I think when we look back at it, I think, you know, what I think is going to be one of the greatest accomplishments for our states, the, you know, working for Alabama package that we got pushed through and done. And so, you know, looking at the child care tax credit, that's going to be a game changer for families. Affordable housing, yeah, Senator Elliott, you mentioned he's coming on, he carried that tax credit. That's really going to help areas like Baldwin County, Mobile County, high growth areas to have more affordable housing. We have a workforce that we're changing the Department of Labor to the Office of Workforce Development. And, you know, that office needs changing. Been a lot of problems there. You know, I know there was over $7 million that we found through an audit that had been sent to deceased or incarcerated individuals. And, you know, there was a lot of problems in the Department of Labor. So excited about kind of revamping that, but also having a cabinet level position that'll be in charge of workforce for the state and really, you know, having one person that can kind of set the, you know, course for where we need to go with all the different silos. And then also one thing I think is going to be a game changer is having a workforce diploma. And that was the fourth bill that, you know, we recommended and that got passed. And, you know, having that to where kids that aren't going to go to a, you know, a 2 or 4 year college can get a workforce diploma and get trained for a skill while they're in high school. That's going to be great for the student. It's going to be great for employers now because we're going to have a lot of students that are going to be trained with different credentials and for trades. And, you know, that's a win for Alabama, which is, you know, what we're trying to do when we're in office is do things that are going to help people.
Well, and it seemed to have gone through relatively smoothly, getting some of this done. And like, I guess the other one I would ask about, maybe you could kind of explain, do you have a good understanding of these innovation districts?
Yeah, I mean, I think what they're doing on that is, again, that wasn't my legislation. That wasn't one of our recommendations from the Lieutenant Governor's Commission, so I don't have as good a grasp on that as the other pieces. But I think they're just trying to be competitive with other states and certain regions where they can go in and do development. For instance, I know in Birmingham, they want to do something with Southern Research at UAB, where they can go in and recruit tech companies to come in and try to be competitive on that incentive. That's kind of my understanding of what their intent was on that. So,
yeah. Well, moving on here, Governor, and let's just hit on this before we move on to anything else. The school choice I think you and I talked about it right after passage, but you feel pretty good about this bill in that it, or this new, I guess it's a law now, but it seems to be very incremental in nature, and they're kind of easing into it. Well, what's your take on school choice now that we've had some time to kind of let it marinate?
I think that's huge for Alabama. I think if you look at it, $100 million, you know, is a lot of money to put towards school choice. And so I want to thank, you know, senators, House members, the governor for their support on that. We've been pushing on this for several years, starting to get some momentum last year and this year where we get over the finish line. But the big winner in this is going to be children in Alabama and families to actually decide where they want to send their child. Now, the first 2 years, there is an income limit. But then after that, it's going to be open to anyone. And I think this is certainly going to be great for children across the state and excited about that. And the other thing, too, that's got a huge impact, you know, especially down in Baldwin County, but all over the state, is the income, not the income, the property tax cap that we got put on to where, you know, initially it started off at like 3%, ended up getting passed at 7%. But, man, families, business owners, they were getting killed with property taxes going up 20, 30, 40, 50%. Now they're capped at 7%. That's a big deal. That's going to help a lot of families and business owners in the state.
Yeah, I meant to mention that. We had Senator Sessions on to talk about that earlier this week, but the double whammy is underway. I mean, some places where you just have a red-hot housing market, and that's causing these appraisals to go up. But also the value of the dollar going down and the dollar not being worth what it once was, this inflationary situation we're facing because of federal policy is also making those taxes increase.
Yeah, no, I think when you look at inflation and what that's doing, man, I mean, people are hurting through, you know, President Biden's policies, and, you know, it's a big issue.
Well, I, like you said, it's impacting taxes, and I just property taxes for sure, because when your house is valued at something and then that value of the dollar decreases, it may cause your housing prices to go up, but you're not getting the bang for your buck, it would seem. But anyway, that's capped at 7%. Is that a good number for you?
I mean, you know, I mean, I wanted 3. I mean, 3 would have been a good number. I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we could get. So that's what we took this year. So it was either take that or not have it. In my mind, having 7% is certainly better than having no cap. So, you know, so I think that's a step in the right direction to try to limit the amount of taxes that they could potentially go up. Of course, they could go down. You know, I mean, they're going to go in and assess your property. But it seems like as more and more people continue to move to our state, there's going to be more and more demand and there's less supply. And so, therefore, prices are probably going to go up.
Joined by Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth here on the program. One last question about the Alabama legislature. Last year you got the grocery tax. This year you got school choice. What do you think the next 2 years look like? Like, what are some priorities for your office that you would like to see get done?
Yeah, I mean, I really want to try to fix some of these issues on inner city education, on, you know, trying to get more charter schools to solve some of the problems. I think continuing to look at tax policies, how we can be more competitive as a state, continuing to move the needle on workforce and making sure that we get students trained. And then we're going to continue to make sure Alabama is the most military and veteran-friendly state in the country. And so we're going to continue to focus on issues that will cut people's taxes and help students get trained for a job. And then, you know, certainly make sure we take care of our military and veterans. But I've also got a passion and really a desire to try to, you know, you take Mobile, right? I mean, you've got some schools there that could use some help, Montgomery. I mean, you know, I really want to try to, you know, look at that, get some smart people around the table, figure out what can we do to get some of those kids that are potentially in generational poverty, potentially generational crime, right, generational failing schools, and see how we get them out of that. And that's something that's a priority of mine.
Because if you could fix that problem, and I know there's other places in the state that are struggling, you know, and some of the more impoverished areas of the state, but the inner cities, you could start fixing the problem there, then you'll start seeing some real tangible results. Some of these test scores will go up. And then, you know, we always talk about crime and those woes that are just perpetual for a lot of these big city mayors. But that's always been the missing piece or the missing solution, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think with that, if we could do that, you think, look at Alabama, you know, if we can fix the education issues in our inner cities in the Black Belt, you know, we're really like have a really good education system. You know, we just got a few areas that we've got to improve, but some of those areas have big populations. So that's an area I want to try to tackle over the next few years.
Let's turn our sights toward what's going on nationally real quick here. And as we speak, looks like Joe Biden's giving a speech somewhere in Washington, D.C. But how do you feel about November? I mean, especially with Alabama, we got a congressional seat up for grabs in AL2. But beyond that, I mean, Alabama's a Trump state. Typically, what does it look like for the grand old party, you think, in November?
Yeah, I first want to say this. I think President Biden has lost his mind. And, you know, the reason I say that, you know, just the other day, he said, you know, he wants to have two debates with President Trump. The problem with that is he's not going to be able to defend what he's done the last 4 years in office because he is running America, right? When you look at inflation, when you look at the liberal policies, when you look at just the, you know, attack on just character and what made America great, you know, he's running our country. And so the fact that he wants to have a debate, two different debates with President Trump, you know, he has nothing to run on. I mean, he's totally, you know, doing things to destroy our economy. He thinks that he can just continue to throw more money at it and borrow more money to solve problems. And, you know, what made America great is the fact that you've got to work and it's the American dream. It's not the government's going to solve your problems. And so I feel really good about the November election that President Trump's going to win, despite all the court cases, despite, you know, some of the liberal media trying to create a narrative that's false. I just don't think people are good with the kitchen table issues with Biden. And I think it's about the economy and he's going to lose because he doesn't have a clue. Now, I think I think President Trump's going to win. I think there's going to be a lot of energy to go back to his policies where the economy was roaring. And I think with that, going to the Alabama congressional race, I think Caroline's going to win that race. And I think you're going to see more energy and excitement on the Republican side across this country and even independents that are sick of what's going on with President Biden. And so, you know, I feel good about where Republicans are at and the fact that the country needs change.
I mean, look at it right now. Governor, the former president, the presumptive Republican nominee, twice impeached, sitting in a courtroom, well, not right now, but will be, and he's still got a lead. We haven't seen from a Republican candidate in a head-to-head poll probably since George W. Bush in the early 2000s, but it's more of a it's more of a statement on how bad Biden is. I think that, you know, on paper, Biden should be the incumbent president, should be way, way up. But it's just been that horrible of a run for Joe Biden.
Yeah, no, he's done terrible. And like I said, I mean, I think his, you know, one of the things that's going to come back when, you know, history looks at him is, I mean, just the things he did, you know, most of his policies have been destructive to America. And I think one of the, from an economic standpoint, the amount of money, his answer to solving problems is not, hey, go get a job, better yourself. It's giveaways, right? I'm going to continue to give money that we don't have, by the way, as a country. So we're borrowing more money to give people money. And that's somehow in his mind, how you fix the economy. I'm just telling you, he's just stupid. I mean, and I don't mean that disrespectful. It's just a fact. When you look at what he's doing on his policy, it's destroying America, and Americans aren't going to put up with it. And that's why I think he'll lose.
Yeah, and, you know, looking across the board there, I mean, there's going to be coattails. I think you're right with Carolee Dobson. You know, the people are voting again, and this is more asking you to play pundit, but people going out to vote against something, they're going out to vote against a Biden administration, right? And they're going to, that's going to have an impact and get more Republicans elected, it seems.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, just get into politics, right? This is kind of into the weeds on this, but I mean, you know, people will vote against something more than they'll vote for something. The good thing about President Trump, he's got a lot of supporters. They're going to vote for him, but you better believe there's a lot of people that are going to vote for their pocketbook and vote against Biden, or vote against all his woke policies, or vote against the fact that he's fine with letting men play in women's sports and that he's pushing that agenda and all the different issues he pushes on, you know, sex changes and that's, you know, the norm and we need to do this to kids. I mean, a lot of the stuff they stand for is repulsive, right? And I think Americans have had enough. And the fact that they're trying to, you know, use the court system to take out Trump, people see through that. And I think it's going to backfire on Democrats. And I also believe this. I believe Republican policies. I still believe America is a center-right nation. And I believe our policies more align with what Americans believe. And so I feel good about this election. And certainly there's going to be a lot of coattails. As far as Alabama, I just think Caroline represents the values more of Alabamians than Shamari. And so I'm going to be all in to help her. All in to help President Trump. Obviously, President Trump doesn't need my help in Alabama, but you know, Caroline does. And you know, I want to encourage all the Republicans out there, independents. You know, let's make sure we rally behind Caroline and help get her elected. I mean, she's going to be a great congresswoman in the future, and that race matters. I mean, the House is tight, right? And we need to make sure we get a bigger majority there, take back the Senate, take back the White House, and undo all these horrible policies.
Yeah, and one more thing, we'll get you out of here, but like foreign policy, the schism right now in the Democratic Party, I think, is Israel, Palestine, Hamas, or whatever. And the Democrats are like inconsistent on that as best, but like the Republican side of this is just kind of mainstream, traditional, you know, historic policy, which is, you know, very pro-Israel. There's obviously a few exceptions here and there, like the Ron Paul crowd or whatever, but like there's all these things, and you could include the woke policies, but I think foreign policy, Biden's such a deviation from what we have historically done in this country, and I think people are kind of getting a little bit of buyer's remorse from 2020.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, I think if you look at Israel, our greatest ally, and the fact that he's weak on that, I mean, you know, that's not good, right, from our leader, our commander in chief. And I think certainly, I mean, I could probably write, you know, an article on 50 things, right, that just people don't agree with. And I don't know who's advising him, or I don't know if he's just, you know, certainly, you know, with him getting older in age, he's, you know, certainly lost a lot of his mental capabilities to listen to him talk, right? I mean, it doesn't even, a lot of things he says doesn't even make sense anymore. I just don't think that's what we need as a commander in chief for America. And I think he's weak. He's a horrible leader. And I think people have had enough.
Governor, you've been very generous with your time. Thanks for coming on, and let's talk again soon.
I appreciate it. Great to be on. Have a great day, Jeff.
Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. If you turn me up.